This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Caller, I want to remind you that you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the right side of the page and watch us on social media platforms. Subscribe to that page. Subscribe to our new outlets, friends, where we're getting some serious traction, and we appreciate that. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Also go over to my friend Michael Roach's page on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of the page over there, and you can check us out on social media platforms. If you'd like to go ahead and give us a call at any time, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting, folks. I can see on a couple outlets that we're on, I can just go back and forth, and I'm paying attention to the comments. On one, we have about 351 comments, which is a little low, but then again, that's from coming from censored Facebook, too. And I just notice how people are fickle. And what they do is they jump around from church to church to church to church, from speaker to speaker to speaker to speaker. And really what it is, they want to have their ears itched. They're looking for someone that can satisfy them, can entertain them, can make them feel good about their position in some cases. And when you look at 2 Timothy 4:3, and I want to just tell you this, you're the type of people that are setting yourself up for a fall because you don't hold to sound doctrine. Sound means without error. You hold to everybody's doctrine. And I see people do this all the time. I see it in the church, you know, where they want Aaron that created the golden calf because he wanted to appease and he wanted the approbation of men in the book of Exodus because they didn't want to hear Moses. And yet Moses was telling them the hard truth, and God is the one that ordained him as the prophet of the people. But Aaron was the mouthpiece. They liked Aaron better than they liked Moses. And yet Moses was there giving the excuse to Moses when he was found out for compromising God's word that it was what the people wanted rather than taking a stand. So he moved out of fear. So what did he do in the process? Before Moses came down, he gave them what they wanted. That's dangerous. 2 Timothy 4:3 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine because they're enemies of the cross of Christ. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." They want to hear what they want to hear. People like this, I just got to say this, and I see it all the time. You better check yourself. You need to check yourself. Okay? Don't check out the other speakers. Don't check out the other preachers. Check yourself. Because I can tell you 9 times out of 10 in this country today, the preachers are telling you what isn't true, what isn't sound. They're there to itch your itching ears. And if that's the case, you probably better get out of that church for eternity's sake. And I mean what I say. And first and foremost, my feet are upon the Word of God that I just relayed to you concerning what it says, because it does mean what it says. I want to go ahead and take Rosemary from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for holding on. What say you, my friend?
Hey, kiddo, I didn't realize what your topic was today, but I won't take long. I just thought you'd like to know there's going to be about 9 to 15 employees that are employed at the north rim of the Grand Canyon walking out today.
Amen.
I got a phone call this morning from my son and my daughter who work out there. Management, under Rex Mon's authority, has put pressure on the employees that are not sick, never have been sick. They use their freedom and their rights to say, no, we won't be vaccinated. No, we are not going to wear a mask. We can't deal with dealing with our customers and the vacationers here wearing a mask and, you know, just it's sweaty, it's no good, we're not doing it. So this morning, management came in to the employees' gym area where the employees are allowed to relax and exercise, swim in the pool and all that, and their days off up there, and told them, you will no longer be allowed to play any of your music. You are no longer to play music in the dorm. We are punishing you because you don't want to wear a mask and you don't want to vaccinate. And so seven, including my daughter and son, are walking out. Yesterday, three of the Navajo employees that are there, were there, walked out.
Amen.
People are starting to get sick of this.
Yep.
And, you know, if America wants to, if the patriots in this country want to stand strong behind those employees that have the courage to not bow to this pandemic, they need to go ahead and boycott the Grand Canyon and find another place to go just to make a loud statement that if you can't treat your employees well, we don't need to be in your park.
Amen. Well, okay, I get your point. This is fantastic. I'm proud of you. High five, kiddo, in Arkansas. Just imagine, folks, if people put two and two together, they could come out with the same number, and that would be four, right? And the point that I'm trying to make here is the powers that are tolerated, the tyrants, the dictators, corruption, allied, Isaiah 28, verse 18, has no power over you outside of what you give them. Just imagine, let's go back to the Nuremberg trials, because I would prefer prevention is better than cure. They don't have any right to tell you what you can and cannot do because you're not going along to get along. And what I'm trying to say to the American people and to 53 countries right now, just imagine if all those nurses stood up and said, nope, we're not doing it because that is not our job detail. And if it is, the only job detail that we have, really what it comes down to, is us standing up against what you're accepting. These people have it completely backwards. They're working against their own, and I want the people to think about just what I said. They can't do what they do unless you comply with them. This is where it needs to stop.
When you were talking about the church house and being careful about the preachers that are preaching false truth for the word, I saw a very sad post on Facebook the other day of a church member I know that went to a church, goes to a church I used to attend, and they had a group picture of everybody in the church smiling. We got our shot. We got our shot.
Yep.
Join the winning team. Join the Christian team movement. Get your shot so you can come to church. I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely sick to my stomach over that.
Yeah, I can believe it because it's been the church that's been leading the people straight into hell for decades in this country, and is one of the things that we've continuously noticed in the church. And I've been to the top, to the bottom, and I understand exactly what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with men that are compromised. We're dealing with men that are playing the diplomats, and they're selling out the American people for 30 pieces of silver, and the American people haven't quite caught on to that yet, but they will probably after the fact when it's too late, and I hope that doesn't happen. Prevention is better than cure. That's why I'm calling for the law to be enforced against these criminals even today. Prevention is better than cure. Thank you, ma'am. Totally appreciate you, Rosemary. 1-866-582-9933. What are we talking about today? Well, we're talking about when corruption in government attacks its own people. Are you ready for this? I covered a little bit of this yesterday, but I'm going to go to the People's White House, and I want you to, well, do your best to pretend with them and the useful idiots, these actors, these clowns in the circus of politics, and I'm going to play audio video of how they are now trying to turn on the people that have not been vaccinated as the problem. But we knew that was coming. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now listen, I'm gonna go back and forth, and I'm gonna show you the truth in exposing these actors in this criminal conspiracy on a global scale, okay? Again, I'm not giving you my opinion, I'm just showing you the facts, and I'm gonna lay them to your candor. But what I wanna first do is I wanna bring you into the People's White House, and I want you to see the criminals that reside there. And again, keep in mind, I want you to also keep in mind that what you're going to see is these useful idiots known as journalists are throwing softballs. They're pre-scripted. You do understand, friends, that those that are in the White House press room, they're handpicked. You all understand that, right? So they're already told what to ask. They're already told you need to stay in the parameters of these questions. If you go outside of them, you're not coming into the People's White House anymore for press conferences. That's what's happening here. This has been going on for a long time. But what I want to do is I want you to see this. This is Jen Psaki, Mark Zuckerberg's twin sister. I'm having a little fun, but look at him. It's pretty crazy, isn't it? And I want you to listen to these questions as to how they're teed up. And I want you to listen to who the problem is. You ready for this? Here we go.
Going in the wrong direction. Whose fault is that?
Things are going in the wrong direction. Whose fault is that?
What he was referring to is the fact that because there's still a large population of people in this country who are unvaccinated, and we have the most transmissible variant that we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic, that more people are getting sick with COVID. And that's not, those numbers are not moving in the right direction. I think that's accurate, and you can see it by data.
Okay. On COVID, Dr. Fauci says we're going in the wrong direction.
Dr. Fauci, isn't this the guy that just had a federal lawsuit laid to his candor under his name? Yep, it is. Isn't the CDC now under the same lawsuit that was just served up, you know what, 2 weeks ago by Tom Renz, frontline doctors? Yep. The WHO, they're going to court too for their crimes. Isn't it interesting how nobody speaks but Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, and now the CDC? Now, this is what you need to listen to, because this is very disturbing what you're going to hear. And the reason I say that, friends, because to say the least that it's very disturbing, oh, it very much is. Why? Because the CDC doesn't have a say-so in anything, but they're constantly referred to as some authority to go to. Well, Jen Psaki will say for you, and she'll share with you the information that I'm highlighting even now. They're trying to hand over legislative power to them as if to suggest that there's some law unto themselves. And it's interesting that this is happening because back in 2015, they were supposed to be investigated because we had a CEO in the CDC that came out and said that they are corrupt from the top to the bottom in their manufacturing numbers. Okay, but that's all aside now. We see those that are said representatives are, in fact, working for Big Pharma in this country and the CDC and the WHO. They're pushing the narrative, friends, okay? So here we go. This is Jen Psaki, and I want you to listen to this one.
Given where we are today, and I think you've seen this, and those of you who have asked, we've confirmed this for, with the Delta variant, we will maintain existing travel restrictions at this point for a few reasons. The more transmissible Delta variant is spreading, both here and around the world, driven by the Delta variant.
Real bad.
Rising here at home, particularly among those who are unvaccinated, and appear likely to continue in the weeks ahead. And to get
as
to
the she's
other
reading
part of your question,
the teleprompter.
CDC just advised Americans against travel to the United Kingdom this past Monday, given the surge in cases. They will evaluate and make recommendations based on health data.
Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? That the federal government is assuming all this authority? Can I get someone to call in? One of you smart people, please. 1-866-582-9933. Can you show me the law that's been delegated to them by the people? And I'm saying this over and over and over again on purpose because I want you to prove their narrative. When you ask them to produce a law that they're assuming, they can't find one. Because, friends, there is no law. But they are assuming that it is a law because they said so. This is what you get when you fail to deal with corruption in government. Okay? I want you to see this next one. This is Jen Psaki once again. This paid actor, reading from the teleprompter, of course, as to what she's supposed to say, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, and this is a prime example of such a case. Here we go.
Dr. Fauci said yesterday that
Paul Fauci
recommending that the vaccinated wear masks is under active consideration. I was wondering where do things stand with that conversation, and then also COVID-related, considering that the administration is not moving.
See, they're working
to
together.
Lift the restrictions on travel. Because of the Delta variant, is the administration wearing broader recommendations on telling Americans? And I know there are some places like the UK, but don't go.
Well, first, I would say for any of these recommendations, we are always going to be guided by our North Star, and that is the CDC and our health and medical
we're
experts.
We're going to be guided
so,
by our North Star,
week,
the CDC.
Having an active,
that's pretty
it would
crazy.
Be actually surprising and odd if our health and medical experts were not having an active discussion about how to best protect the American people. And there, of
best
course, is an active
protect,
discussion about a range of...
Best protect the American people. This coming from an administration where he's being denounced by the Catholic Church for his support of the murder of innocent babies in the womb. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. Put that up against the sixth commandment found in Exodus 20. Really, friends? Really? Do we have to have this conversation again? To protect Americans. It has nothing to do with protecting Americans. You know why they're talking about a Delta variant? Because the coronavirus narrative failed. They're showing you their true colors as to who the problem is. Those that don't go along with it. I know that there's a lot of people listening, and I want you to hear this if you're a first-time listener. Adolf Hitler did the exact same thing that's happening in your country today. What he did is he basically told the people, 80 million people in Germany, that the people that need to be eradicated were the Jews, the Gypsies, and the dissidents because they were a diseased people. Remember what they came out with the Third Reich, right? Remember what it was? For your safety. The same thing is being played out here, Americans. Wake up, smell the coffee. But now we have Jen Psaki, again, reading off a teleprompter, talking about how there's an active discussion to reinstate mask mandate. Folks, there is no law. Let me reiterate the point that we've heard from Supreme Court, we've heard from State Supreme Court. that they don't have this authority. And furthermore, let me just say this, because this is important to bring about. You're listening during the breaks, coming from the conservatives, the best that you have today. Yesterday's liberals, they're good for nothing. Matthew 5:13, but to be trodden under the foot of men. You can't take a thing that they're saying as the truth, because there's no truth in them. Again, John 8:44. What is it? They keep talking about how it comes to an end that the federal government, along with the North Star, as Jen Psaki talked about, concerning their reference to the CDC, as if to suggest that they're a law unto themselves, as if to suggest there's some legislative branch of government. They said to the people that they don't have to pay their rent. The CDC did. The federal government did. Oh, my goodness. Are we that ignorant, Americans? Are we really that ignorant to believe that the federal government that has three purposes, the government has three purposes, to restrain men from sin, to maintain order, and condemn the wicked, and to justify the righteous? Americans, you act like what they're doing is legal. It is not. They don't have any delegated authority to act in such a fashion. And folks, we hear all day long about how how the government's creating jobs. Show me where it's their job to create jobs. Show me about how they're supposed to create this economy. It's their job to get out of the way, not to take the lead. This is called controlled opposition. Going back to the CDC, do you remember when the Supreme Court came about and said the CDC, what they're doing by telling people they don't have to pay rent? They don't have any constitutional authority to do that. See what they're doing again, friends? Oh, my goodness. I bet this sounds like a broken record, because it does to me. Folks, they don't have the authority. It's never been given unto them. And they're showing you exactly who they are on a daily basis, that they are acting out in a criminal fashion. Just take the time to read the Constitution really quick, and you'll prove my point. You're going to read it and say, oh, my goodness. You're right, Bradley. They don't have the authority. Then why are they doing it? Because they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And it's exactly what you're letting them do. 330 million people letting 1.7% of the population roll over the top of them as a tsunami. Shameful conduct. Shameful conduct. I'm going to get back to some more audio videos. And you just can't make this up. But Jen Psaki wants you to know that the president... If you want to take him for that, treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, that there's an active discussion going on in the White House to reinstate mask mandate. Nope. On fully vaccinated Americans. Did you hear what I said? Oh, I thought that was the answer, the end all. No, it's not, friends. It really isn't.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. The Senate convened a rare weekend session on Saturday, with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer encouraging the authors of a bipartisan infrastructure plan to finish writing their bill so that senators can begin offering amendments. MyPillow CEO and fervent Donald Trump supporter Mike Lindell says he's pulling all of his advertisements from Fox News after the network refused to run a spot for his cyber symposium, which he claims will provide enough proof of industrial-scale election fraud to propel the former president back into office.
Then we're going to bring it as a quo warranto to the Supreme Court. It's going to be 9-0. They're going to take this election down. And, yes, Donald Trump will be your president. He is your president now.
The Cyber Symposium is set to overtake Sioux Falls on August 10th through the 12th. This is USA Radio News. Republicans in the U.S. House are pushing the Biden administration to disclose how many illegal immigrants who cross at the U.S. southern border are being tested for COVID-19 by the Department of Homeland Security, as vaccinated Americans are being told to wear masks indoors. Tensions are escalating between Israel and Iran. Mike Fortier has more.
Two Israeli officials tell the New York Times Iran flew unmanned drones into an oil tanker managed by an Israeli company Thursday night off the coast of Oman. Two crew members from Great Britain and Romania killed. Iran's state-owned TV cites sources saying the attack was in response to a strike reportedly by Israel in Syria last week. This is the first time civilians have been killed in incidents between Iran and Israel in recent months. The U.S. Defense Department says officials investigating the attack conclude multiple drones were involved, the U.S., though, not publicly blaming Iran for the attack, and Iran not publicly claiming responsibility. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, this is not the time for you to be quiet. 1-866-582-9933. We heard from the West Coast. We've heard from the East Coast today. Anybody in between, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to check this out again. I'll just go ahead and replay this in case you missed it. But this is Jen Psaki on cue, reading the teleprompter, doing what it is that she's told to do, because she is a useful idiot. She hasn't come to the realization that she's a useful idiot, but she will when her back's up against the wall, and she's shot. Because that is the history of what's going on here. Say that's extreme. I guarantee you that this is what this is working towards right now. Just go ahead and look at as to who's under attack. It's you, Americans. Listen again as to what she has to say.
Dr. Fauci said yesterday that recommending that the vaccinated wear masks is under active.
Look at her. She's got to look around for the answers.
Stand with that conversation. And then also COVID-related, considering the administration is not moving at the moment to lift the restrictions on travel because of the Delta variant.
Why would he ask that, folks?
Broader recommendations.
Why would he ask that?
Telling Americans. And I know there are some places like the UK.
It's ridiculous.
Well, first, I would say for any of these recommendations, we are always going to be guided by our North Star, and that is the CDC and our health and medical experts. So, as I said last week, having an active, it would be actually surprising and odd if our health and medical experts were not having an active discussion about how to protect, best protect
the American
people.
She's reading, protect
and there,
the
of course,
American
is an
people.
Active discussion about a Sickens range of me. Steps that can be taken, as there has been from the first day of this administration. Sir.
Okay, so with that said, I want you to understand some of the things that I'm hearing right now on social media platforms concerning the topic. I am so sick and tired of government. I am so sick and tired of government. These guys are just bad, bad, bad. Listen, what I'm doing is I'm highlighting the corruption that needs to be dealt with in this country. I've said it a million times, folks. You have been conditioned to submit yourself to listening through the mainstream media all day long, 24/7, 365 days a year, that you're to succumb to the crimes of those that serve we the people. What do? They magnify the crime. Where's the law? It's out of sight and out of mind. What brings the answer? The reference to law to condemn the crime. And that's the purpose of government. They have these useful idiots setting the narrative. You need to understand they're working for the bad guys, not the good guys. We do a whole show on that. You can't trust a one of them. They're teeing these up for Jen Psaki. It's the same narrative. She's not worried about it. And have you ever noticed when they're caught off guard with a real question, they don't know how to respond. The only thing that they can come back with a retort to is name calling. Or to condemn them. For what? Condemn them for exposing them for their crimes. They don't like it. And again, that's the church's job. Ephesians 5:11. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go to the next one. And I want you to hear this one. This is Jen Psaki, too. Just wait a second. It gets better, friends. It really does. You're going to be infuriated when you hear the things that they're saying. Who's the problem in America today? You are, if you're not submitting, which is a massive amount of Americans. The majority, easily, hands down. When corruption in government attacks its own people, that's what I'm showing you right now. This is what's transpiring in the People's White House. Okay? Let's go ahead and play this one. Here's Jen Psaki again. Another teed up question by one of the useful idiots.
Does the president favor restrictions for unvaccinated people when it comes to restaurants, museums, concerts?
Hey, can I just stop? Why would she ask, does the president favor? We're not controlled by the president. He's controlled by we the people under God. There's something called the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. His job is to faithfully execute the laws found within. He's doing the opposite. And they're asking Jen Psaki, this useful idiot here, as to what does the president favor? I don't care what he favors. We're not ruled by Joe Biden. We're not ruled by Donald Trump. They're not a law unto themselves. We're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4. Also, and going back to my reference in the U.S. Constitution as to how they're supposed to faithfully execute the laws found within, go to Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. It's right there. These are out-of-bounds questions. This is this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. It's all foreign to the U.S. Constitution, which means they're acting as outlaws. And what do you do with criminals? Friends, you lawfully deal with them. Let's go back to this. Check this out.
The president favors using the CDC as his North Star.
Look at they're all
medical experts
set up.
Advise on how to save more lives and protect
save
people.
More lives.
No, he doesn't.
4,000 babies were murdered yesterday in the womb. These are the same people that create wars, unconstitutional wars, and send your boys over to die. Oh, you think that's a little far-fetched? Here, let me go over to this really quick. I want you to listen to a Marine, now that I'm thinking of this, in Iraq. I want you to listen to who congratulated him and how. Don't forget that General Wesley Clark told us, just to show you, the face of those that mean to rule over you. Wesley Clark said after September 11th, they didn't know who to attack. Okay? They attacked Iraq, an innocent nation. He said if there wasn't oil, natural resources there, we wouldn't have a military presence there. Cheney made over $34 billion off the Iraq war, off the stupidity of the American people. Okay? I want you to listen to what a soldier said when he was over there in Iraq, and I want you to pay attention as to the orders that were given, how they were congratulated, and notice who was going to get the accolade if they stabbed someone, if they were the first ones to stab somebody to death. This is a reflection of corruption in your government. Let me stop right there. I'm going to play this. What I was trying to say earlier, friends, the institution of government is God-given. I am exposing corruption that needs to be dealt with. Don't complain about government because government is institutionalized and it's ordained of heaven. good government should be dealing with corrupt government. That's not what's happening. So the people have to do for themselves what it is that their said representatives fail to do. If not, go to Psalm 12, verse 8, and you're going to get the fruit of it. Government is good. It's totally good. But here's the issue. When you go back to Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, he was right when he said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. That's the problem. That's what you're complaining about, is tyrants in said representative positions in government. The incumbent. I'm never complaining about good government. I will stand with good government every step of the way. But I will be the first one to condemn said representatives when they act outside of their scope of authority, period. Government is God-ordained. I praise God for our government. Government's not the problem. The problem is the American people doing nothing but complaining about what they're tolerating. I want to show you the face of corruption in your government. When I was just talking about corruption, when these are the same people talking about your safety and your protection here, look what they're doing with our boys. And again, I want you to pay attention to what's behind these orders and these accolades. You ready for this? Let's go ahead and play this. This is a little shocking for most people that are in the dark, but enjoy.
I mean, but there's also the term, eat the apple, F the core. I don't work for you no more.
John Turner details the horrors of war. Listen to what he says.
April 18th, 2006, I had my first confirmed kill. This man was innocent.
In Iraq.
I don't know his name. I called him the fat man. He was walking back to his house, and I shot him in front of his friend and his father. The first round didn't kill him after I hit him up here in his neck area. And afterwards, he started screaming and looked right into my eyes. So I looked at my friend who I was on post with, and I said, well, I can't let that happen. So I took another shot and took him out. He was then carried away by the rest of his family. It took seven people to carry his body away. We were all congratulated after we had our first kills, and that happened to have been mine. My company commander personally congratulated me, as he did everyone else in our company.
That killed.
This is the same individual who had stated that whoever gets their first kill by stabbing them to death will get a 4-day pass when we return from Iraq.
Wow, a 4-day pass for killing innocent Iraqis. These are the same people that create these political wars, these unconstitutional wars. Don't sit there and talk about honor here, friends, when we're killing innocent people. I love our military. But they have an obligation before God and man to uphold the Constitution as well. In many cases, if our military was doing their job, they'd be standing up against corruption in their own government rather than terrorizing innocent countries. Hey, folks, it's best for you to be on the side of the Lord rather than on the side of corrupt government. Go ahead and ask King David. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. The first person to stab an innocent man in Iraq to death gets a 4-day pass. This is the same voice that's trying to convince you that they're trying to save more lives in America today. Nothing could be further from the truth. And by the way, was I there? Nope. But this guy was. Let's finish listening as to what he wants America to know.
There's one incident where we got into a firefight just south of the government center. We had no idea where the fire was coming from. And the way our rules of engagement were, pinpoint where the fire is coming from and throw a rocket at it. So with that being said, we still didn't know where the fire was coming from. And an 84-millimeter rocket was shot into a house.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to that because there are still some more points I want him to make really quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We want to start arguments on social media platforms. Look at the adults have done with our country. Oh, my goodness, friends. Hey, let's not destroy each other here, friends. Let's turn around and know who the enemy is and deal with them together. Okay? There's strength in numbers, Scripture tells us. I want to get back to this really quick because I want people to understand that you're listening to this little operative controlled by the CIA. No question about it. We're talking about Jen Psaki. And she's talking about how the government's looking out for you. Oh! I wanted to show you something really quick that you might not have seen. And I'm not being smart or facetious about it, but did you see that Health Impact News just reported tens of thousands of COVID-19 vaccine injured fight censorship to bring their stories to the public? Do you see why they're becoming desperate? Do you understand why they left the coronavirus narrative, friends, to that of this new Delta variant? Because they're losing, friends. The world is awaiting you. Tens of thousands of COVID-19 vaccine injured, as they call it, fight censorship to bring their stories to the public. Well, the question is, friends, is why are they being censored if it's legit? Because it's not legit. How about that? Okay? Let's go back over, and I want to make one more point with this guy in Iraq, because, again, what we're doing is showing you in contrast the truth of the matter. This is the government that's declaring to you that they're looking out for your good. They want to make sure that you're protected. Okay, listen to this veteran that threw off his accolade, his merit from the Marines. He came back to America and told the American people, this is what we're taught to do. We're even rewarded for stabbing people to death in Iraq. Okay, they're being rewarded for this. These are innocent people, and you better rest assured, friends, we're going to pay for what we have allowed this government to do to other countries. Furthermore, I want you to think about this, corruption in government. I want you to think about this. Do you think that if you're going to allow them to do it to other countries, innocent people, that sooner or later they're not going to turn on you too? Well, why, Bradley Dean, isn't that what's happening today? That's exactly what's happening today. I want to finish this off, and I want you to listen to this kid, finish his story, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says next, okay?
I do not know if there was anyone in it. We do not know if that's where the fire was coming from, but that's what was done. Anytime we did have embedded reporters with us, our actions would change drastically. We never acted the same. We were always on key with everything, did everything by the books.
Okay.
The man on the bicycle was my third.
Okay, so wait, he's talking about all the people that he killed, and then when reporters got on the ground, he said we acted differently. We went by the book. Isn't that what you're putting up with today? Folks, he's talking about his directives, his orders given from the same government that plays the game and deceives the people, Ephesians 4:14. He is the fruit of that. He's telling you what they were supposed to do when reporters got there on the ground. We acted differently. Do you think that's not what they're doing today, friends? It's exactly what they're doing today. Exactly what they're doing today. Let's go back over to Jen Psaki, and they're talking about if unvaccinated Americans should face penalties. Okay? These are questions coming from these useful idiots paid by the CIA. Do yourself a favor and check out Operation Mockingbird. Watch the video. Go online. It's easy to find. This is all CIA directives. How come representatives in American government haven't called them out for their crimes yet? But this is how things are being controlled. Why would a said reporter, journalist, ask the question if unvaccinated Americans should face penalties? No, folks. Either they're facing penalties by we the people, or you're going to face unlawful penalties one way or another. Check this out.
There should be restrictions on unvaccinated people like some other countries.
He believes that we should be guided by the science and by the data. And so he will look to his health and medical team to advise on what steps we should take.
Okay, so there's another one for you. And let's go down. You're going to love this one. I mean, this is why the Third Reich, for those that didn't know, under Adolf Hitler, why they were stacked with sodomites, masculine sodomites, homosexuals. God condemns what you advocate by giving them a green light. You're complicit with their crimes. Don Lemon is a prime example of why they use these people. They're backwards. I want you to listen to this conversation, this banner going between these two useful idiots. This is, by the way, when it comes to Cuomo, him and his brother, Andrew Cuomo, you know, the governor there, it's mob. And this is what it is. It's mob. It's modern-day mob. It's the version of the mob as to what you've seen back in the 30s. They've gained control. And why? Because the people would have it so. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. This just came to my aid just now. And I'm thinking of something that one of these guys, Blasio, had to say in that of New York just recently. Should we do it that way first? I'm looking for it right now. Just hang on a second. It just came to my aid. Coming to it right now. Nope, not that one. Nope, not that one. Don't know where he went, but it was basically telling the people in New York that we've been kind, we've been caring, we've been warm, and no more. Now we're going to do it by force is what he's saying. And it's exactly what you're seeing happen right in front of your faces today. It's not like they're hiding anything from you, Americans, because they're not. Again, they're doing it right in front of your face. I want to get to this because it's important that you let me give you his exact quote. Here it is. New York City Mayor de Blasio, which we know is subversive. He's a Marxist. He's subversive. He's operating illegally in America, and you can see him by his unconstitutional policies that undermine the Constitution. Okay? He said, we got to shake people at this point and say, come on now. We tried voluntary. We cannot have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Free testing, incentives, friendly, warm embrace. He said, the voluntary phase is over. This is your said representatives. Listen to this. 330 million people. This is 1.7% of the population. They're attacking you. They're hoping that you're stupid enough to believe there's more of them than there really is. This is what you're complaining about. Deal with it. The law's on your side. Check this one out. This is Don Lemon and going back to this little punk, Cuomo, in New York, brother of Andrew Cuomo, criminal governor in New York.
Doesn't get the show name right. Starts right now.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine. You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine. You don't show it. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine. Can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine.
This is incredible.
Come here. No shirt.
This is
no
why they appoint these
no
guys.
No service. That's why I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, the circular logic. They just keep going back.
Playing
and saying,
a dangerous
well,
game, folks. They are.
I'm free. Well, your kid's not free to give other kids meningitis in schools. You got to take a vaccine to do that. You got to take vaccines to, in order to get to be employed. So, what is the big deal? And all these people were saying, I don't want to put this stuff in my body. They're out drinking on the weekend and putting other substances in their bodies. That's way worse for them than a vaccine. So, come on. Let's be
real. Come on, man.
Look, there are
follow
people
the lead of a sodomite that
health
is in love with another man.
The
that's
very
what we want to
pronounced
do.
Minority. This is about something else, something just as toxic as the virus. Now, my hope is that people on the right and Trumpers changing their tune.
Okay, so Trumpers. Do you remember when Donald Trump said that they're not after me, they're after you? He was the point man. Remember what Albert Pike said from the Masons? He said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. Do you have any discernment, Americans? Donald Trump is not the objective. His worshipers, his followers are. Who are they after now? What did he just say? Just exactly what me and Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Radio Morning Show, warned you over and over and over concerning what this was about. Donald Trump is a stand-in. He was one of the two that was offered to you because it's controlled opposition. Forget about the 1,168 other options you had. Nope, they were out of sight and out of mind. You didn't hear a word about them but Donald Trump and Joe Biden, because they were the ones that were offered up to you. And what do you succumb to? Well, of the lesser of two evils. Well, vote for neither. 2 Chronicles 19:2. Read it when you get a moment. But Donald Trump is the one that started this whole show. He's the one that opened the curtains to this whole pandemic. Donald Trump is the one that called himself the father of the vaccine, which Scripture condemns. Leviticus 17:11. Leviticus 19:19. Right? Jesus Christ is my healer, not corrupt man that wants to depopulate the planet, Bill Gates. Nope, not going to do that. Right? Folks, do you have any discernment as to what's taking place here? Donald Trump and his daughter are out there promoting the vaccines even today. And yet, he still has a 91% approval rating, said the mainstream media. Would you wake up? You are the problem. You stand in the way of their global initiative. Now is the time. Today is the day to do the right thing. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.